Just because you've gone up $200 in the overall price, the top price, and you're still only making $50. I just can't understand that. The numbers don't work. Based on the documents you've given us.
So, sir, the 608 is the wholesale acquisition cost.
Yeah, we've done that dance. We've done that dance. I understand that.
And then it's approximately $50 of profit off of the 274.
Mr. Throckmorton. Let me ask you, Ms. Bresch, do you do business with the VA? I know it's a different population, and the EpiPens are usually for kids with allergies, but...
Yes, sir, we do.
Okay, what's the VA paying?
I'm not sure of the cost, but I know it's...
They have the ability to negotiate their own drug prices.
Yes, sir.
It's a hell of a lot less, I bet.
Yes, we've had a...
So maybe that's what we ought to do for Medicare and Medicaid and everybody else. Let them negotiate their own drug prices directly with the pharmaceutical companies. That's what I think should happen here. That's really what I think. I think maybe it was not your intention, but I think you might have helped Congress get around an issue by showing the blatant disregard you have and disrespect you have for people who desperately need this medication. And you talk about expanding the ability for people to have the... have the EpiPen. People in my district can't do it at $608. Can't do it. And a lot of those people don't have discounts. They're regular middle class people. They don't have that discount. And Medicare Part D, their increases, I know the access went up by 164% since you bought the company from Merck. But the cost increase are up 1,151% based on a study here that I have from Juliette Kabansky and Tricia Newman. I want to enter this for the record without objection. This is it's disgraceful what's going on here. But I think, in a way, like I say, you've done us a little bit of a favor here by just showing you what's wrong with this system, what's wrong with our healthcare system. I think it's disgusting. I'll yield back.
Gentlemen, yield.